Thanks for joining us at the Business Growth Cafe, where each week we select from a menu of topics for a focused discussion with an industry expert to provide insights that can impact your business's growth. With your host, Angelo Ponzi.
Hi, this is Angelo Ponzi, your host here at the Business Growth Cafe, and thank you for joining me. We are living in very interesting times. Everybody that I'm sure listening to this podcast and those that will listen to this podcast have experienced an unprecedented change in the way we live our lives with this coronavirus and the impact it's having not only on our health, but also on our pocketbook. Now, a lot of you out there that have been, I'll call refurloughed or lost your jobs at this point in time, I will talk a little bit about that. And I also want to talk about those of you that are now working from home. I've had a lot of experience working from home, and hopefully I can share a few tips. So my goal today with this podcast is really to talk to the folks that are now working from home, either working in their job or looking for a new job. Now, this is a little bit different for me, but I feel it's something I have something to contribute, and I'd really like to spend my time talking about this. I'm not going to get too much into the virus itself and really talking about what people are doing, but we talk about a lot on the news about social distancing. And I have to say, we need to take this advice seriously. I was out hiking yesterday, and I saw groups of people just huddled together as they were walking along the hiking path, just talking to each other about a foot apart. I've seen people at picnic tables and enjoying a wonderful lunch in the sunshine yesterday. It's fantastic, but not what we should be doing. Now, I know a lot of people aren't really concerned because they don't think it's going to happen to them. Well, there's a lot of people out there that have now contracted this disease that didn't think it was going to happen to them. So again, I'm not going to harp on this area, but I encourage you to take this seriously and act accordingly. Again, we will all get through this. We will come out the other side. There's been other pandemics in this world. Some of us have never experienced them, and this will be the first, but we know there will be a sunnier side to all of this at some point in time. So let's talk about those of you that are working at home right now. Now, I've had the opportunity, and I will call it an opportunity, to work at home in my businesses over the years on actually four different occasions. And the first time, I have to admit, it was a little rough. I was sitting at my desk upstairs in one of the bedrooms, and it was too easy for me to get sidetracked. I love to watch a good television show, and I would find myself every once in a while clicking it on in the middle of the day and getting sidetracked. So one of the things that I found as you start to work from home is, where are you going to work from? Are you going to be working from your home office that you have that's already existing? Are you going to be working from a home office that you're going to set up? Are you going to be working at the kitchen table or the dining room table or the coffee table in your living room? Now, the reason I highlight those is because they all serve up different ways to work and different temptations. Now, I think the biggest part is when you work from home, you'd have to treat it like your job, the job you got up in the morning, you showered, you got dressed, you got in your car and you drove somewhere. Now, one of the things people talk about working from home and jokingly, and I have done it, and frankly, doing it right now, sitting in my sweatpants and t-shirt. But one of the things you need to do is prepare yourself for your day just like any other day. Don't take this as, I'm home, nobody's going to see me, it doesn't really matter. Really, because if you're not used to working from home and working in these kinds of environments, I think it changes your attitude about your performance and what you're doing in the course of the day. Now, I think this is really important because it kind of psychs you up, gets you ready for that day, and you go to that office space wherever you're going to work, and you treat it like you're at your job and you start about your work. If you go to work every day and you're at your desk every day at 8 o'clock, do not change your pattern. Right. Don't get yourself in a false sense as I can get to work at 9 or 10 or do what I need to do or, you know, not really worry about it. You really need to get at it just like you would if you're going to work. So that's my first tip is prepare yourself, get dressed just like you're going to do. Now you don't have to put a tie on or a dress. However, you need to prepare yourself as just as if you're going to get to work. Now, the other part of this is your desk. Now, if you're using your personal computer versus your company computer. Now, as a little sidetrack, I know some people, and I was one of those folks at one point in time that had a company computer, and they periodically looked at my patterns and what I did, and I know a lot of companies do that. They monitor your activity. So if you're working from your company laptop and you're now home, it doesn't change your pattern. Don't spend your time surfing Facebook or watching YouTube, because what you don't want to happen is, again, you get caught that you were not being productive because you were getting sidetracked. And that's really one of the dangers of working from home, is being sidetracked. There's so many things that we face when we are working. I call them shiny objects. My Achilles heel is my email, right? I have it set so they pop up on my screen so I can see who sent me that latest email that's so important to me that I have to get to it right away. And I do, and it gets me sidetracked. So I developed this kind of little process that I use, and I'm going to encourage you to think about it, is I set my clock on my phone for about 30 minutes, 45 minutes, depending on the project that I'm working on and what I hope to not be disturbed at. And I set that clock and I shut my email off. Yes, I was sacrilegious. I just said, shut my email off. It's okay. It will be there in an hour. And if it's that important and the person knows you so well, it's your boss or somebody trying to get a hold of you, they will text you or they will call you. You remember that thing? You know, the old days, used to be a little spinning dial thing. We used to circle it right? Now we have technology that's so invasive that we can't go anywhere without these devices. Whether it's dinner, to bed, in the John, wherever you happen to be, we're never without these things. So trust me, if someone wants to get a hold of you, they will. So turn the email off. That is the probably the biggest distraction that I have when I work at home. Now, that may not be for you, but as you start to settle in, what you don't want to be doing is getting sidetracked all the time thinking about what's going on in the world. So if you've got a project to do, focus on it. Now, if you don't have something very specific to do, yeah, you can check your emails. That's okay. Now, the other thing when working at home is your desk, right? So set it up just like you would your current desk, right? Have your important papers that you need to do. Don't have all sorts of files on your desk if you don't need them. Again, you want to minimize the distractions. Why? Because you're home. And given the current environment, most likely everybody else is. Your wife, your husband, your kids, your grandma, your uncles, maybe they're all at your house now, and now you have to work and you have all these distractions. And again, if you're following the rules, we're all not outside playing around. So now you have even greater distractions because now you have family members at home as well. So again, set yourself up, set some boundaries, set some guidelines, right? So you can focus on the job that you have to do. Now, one of the other distractions I find, and I've heard this, I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday, and she was saying that her biggest challenge in working at home right now is she finds herself standing in front of the refrigerator, maybe way too often. Why? Because it's there. When you're at work, you don't necessarily have access to all that stuff. Now, when I used to have my corporate jobs, I'm a chocoholic. I love chocolate. And so I always had a little candy drawer that I could always go to, right? Something I could keep all mine. And my wife wasn't going to yell at me because I was eating chocolate during the day. But at home, that fridge is there. So again, stick to your patterns. If you eat breakfast before you go into work, if you have a snack, eat your lunch. And I encourage you not to eat your lunch at your desk. It's probably a bigger challenge, and I'm guilty of it at least 50% of the time, and it's something I try to break. is not to go make my lunch, bring it to my desk, and continue working. Now, if that's your habit at work, or you don't go out for lunch a lot, or you don't have a lunchroom, then maybe that's okay for you, but I encourage you while you're home to stand up and get away, right? And then follow those patterns. The other thing that's really hard when you tend to be home working is the cutoff time, right? If you're at work, you work to 5, you work to 6, you leave, you say goodbye to everybody, you get in your car and you go home. Honey, I'm home. Well, honey, I'm home, you're like 10 feet away from everybody. Right? So you need to set some limitations on how late you will work, because now you're around the family. Now, when you're typically coming home at 6:30 because you had a 45-minute drive, well, now they're looking right at you. You're there. Come on, Dad. Come on, Mom. Let's go play. Let's go do something. Let's play a board game. Board games are great. My wife and I played for about 2 hours a couple days ago, played old-fashioned board games. It was a real hoot. I did win, however. I did win after about 6 or 7 games. Anyway, so keep in mind now, you've got, if your kids are home, you're there, depending on their ages. If they're teenagers, they probably want anything to do with you. However, set those boundaries so you can spend time with your family, because you will come out of this at the other end and your pattern of getting up and leaving and coming home at the end of the day will start to pursue. So enjoy this time. I know it's hard. I know we don't want to think about it, but enjoy this time, because I think there's an opportunity to benefit from this. Now, I've mentioned this as kind of in passing as I'm talking along, and that's, you know, get up and move. That's the other thing that I find the working at home, and I am so guilty of this, it's incredible, is I never get up. I got my Apple Watch telling me to breathe, telling me to stand, and I just, you know, hit snooze or hit dismiss or cancel it for the day. What I am telling you, I've been now working in my home office for 5 years, and I've done it before. Getting up and moving around is so important, because ultimately you could end up with some back issues. I'm guilty. I've had back issues. I tend to sit on the edge of my chair as opposed to sitting back full. So another piece of advice, sit in the back of your chair, just like so you're comfortable, right? Don't lean forward. Don't sit on the edge of your chair. And this is for wherever you happen to work, because it can cause some back issues. Now, I'm not a doctor. This is experience. If you need my acupuncturist phone number, I'm happy to give it to you. He gets a lot of business from me. It mostly stems from my back when I've had back issues because of the way I sit in my chairs. So my new rule for me is I try to get up at least every couple hours and move around, right? Walk around, go check on things, get the mail. Go outside, take a breath of some fresh air. It's okay. The work will be there 5 minutes later when you get back. I know we have this tendency to think if we're not there and addressing things right away, right? The text comes in. We're so involved in this instantaneous responses these days that if we don't respond or people don't respond to us, it's like, hey, I sent him a text. I'm watching my phone. Why isn't he getting back to me? It's okay. It's okay if a few minutes pass by. It's okay if you're outside and leave your phone behind. Enjoy, grab some fresh air, enjoy, relax, take a breath. I love that little device on my iPhone that tells me to breathe. I don't do it all the time, but I find when I do it, it's very relaxing, right? We all talk about the strive for work-life balance. And I believe wholeheartedly that it is achievable. But there's only one thing standing in your way to achieve that, and that is you. Only you can make the commitment for a work-life balance. Now, let's get on to video conferencing. Now, that's kind of the new norm. Hopefully, this won't be the way life works. Some of you that are home for the first time using video conferencing, it's a great tool, and I'm sure you've used it at your office, and now you're using it at home. And some people are maybe hoping that at the end, when all this is done, they can continue to use it and continue to work from their home. And that's great. I have more power to you. I use Zoom. I've also used WebEx, but I tend to like Zoom. I like the ability to record the meetings so I can refer back to them later in my job as a marketer. At least I've got a record of things that are going on. Now, one of the things I do encourage, and I have been guilty of this, I've gone on Zoom meetings and, you know, I've been in my living room or I've in my office, for example, I've got a picture of the family that's right behind me and people will make comments. And so what I've done is I've gone to a Logitech C922 video camera. It comes with a built-in virtual background. So now you can see me, and you can see me on the beach, or you can see me in an office, or you can see me on top of a mountain, all sorts of different places. But it's a great way to minimize your backgrounds, right? So depending on where you're working, or if you don't have a camera like that, you can actually get a green screen or make yourself a little green screen or something to block out whatever's behind you. Or as I've seen some people do, they just set themselves up in front of a blank wall. Why? Because you want to minimize the distractions, right? I tend to, when I'm seeing people where they're at, sitting on their couches or you know, standing in front of the, sitting behind or in front of their bars or whatever it happens to be, you know, I tend to want to look around the room and see what's going on, right? So you want to minimize those distractions. Again, what did I say in the very beginning? Be a professional. Start this off as if you're going to work. Same kind of environment. When you're on a video conferencing, you want to be in the same business mode. If you're conducting business via Zoom, you want people to see you as a professional. Now, keep in mind that it's really important that when you're doing video conferencing, again, that you look the part, right? If you're in your shorts, make sure you have a polo on, right? Because you want, again, give that impression that this is all serious stuff. You're not relaxing. You're not being lackadaisical about the whole thing. And, you know, you're being as professional as possible. Now, one of the things I want to talk about in flipping this a little bit as I come into my last 10 minutes are those of you that unfortunately have been laid off or furloughed and that are now home worrying about, you know, where the next paycheck is coming from or where your next revenue stream or income stream is going to come from, and you're out looking for a job. Now, if you've ever been in that situation, and unfortunately I have at some point in time in my career, it's always a struggle. Because we all know you know your stuff, you're good at it, and you know, you're now, instead of really talking to people, we're talking to computers, right? So it's a very different kind of way to job search, especially if you're on the computer and you're looking at a lot of the job sites as you're pursuing your new opportunities. So again, look at your resume. Get your resume cleaned up. Sit down and really look at it. If you haven't brushed this thing off in many years, start to take a look. Do some reading. Do some researching on resume writing, if you will. A lot of folks will put, you know, everything from the day they went to high school and, you know, that they won the local track meet all the way through, you know, 40 years of their career. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. If they want to know all that, they're going to find out that from a personal standpoint. So you want to take a few minutes, more than a few minutes actually, probably several hours or more, to sit down, get some examples of resumes, right, and sit down and structure. Now, one of the things I found in looking at resumes for companies that I have done work for is we tend to, when we look at the job description, there is a laundry list of criteria that they want you to have, and a lot of times we'll work on our resume so we're listing that criteria. But I mean, that's just saying, you know, going on a dating site and saying I want a blonde with blue eyes that's 5'10" and, you know, weighs 125 pounds. It's just a list, right? It's not about the personality. So when you really look at, when I find from resumes these days, is people want to see results. What did you do? Not that I had necessarily that responsibility, but because I had that responsibility, what was the outcome? So anytime you can create some kind of a case study or a case study of the results of what you've worked on. You were in charge of a big project or launching a new product or streamlining your hiring process or whatever it happened to be, that you can show actual facts and documentation of what the results were, that's what gets people excited. And I truly believe that, because they want to know that you can achieve the results that they're laying out in whatever the criteria happens to be, right? So as you're looking through these job listings and you're reading through them going, yep, I match that. Yep, I can do that. Yep, I can do that. Yep, I can do that. Well, so can a lot of other people. And most likely it's a computer scanning your resume and your input to see if you match whatever criteria, whatever they're using. I've worked inside companies. I ran talent acquisition for a company for about 6 months, and we had about 7 recruiters. And a lot of times resumes didn't even get to them because the software was screening these folks out, right? So a lot of times you're getting screened out before you even get there. So again, what are those keywords? What are those buzzwords that really drive that home, that appeal to the job that you're looking at? And again, what kind of facts? How can you structure? Yes, you have to have your education and your job history. But again, don't go back too far. I'm not sure what the current stats are, 10 years, 15 years, whatever it happens to be. But you can find that out just by doing some searches. And if they want to know more, put a little line down there. You know, more information available upon request. Right? Referrals available on request. Don't try to pack it all in. If your resume, you know, they say 2 pages is more than that, they're not going to pay attention, right? You want to get the, what's your goal of your resume? What's your goal of that application? Yes, it is the job. But for me, the goal of that application is to get the phone to ring to get the job interview. That's what's most important. So again, everything I've said so far when it comes to working at home, right? Getting focused, don't get sidetracked, dress up, make it a job, make it what you do every day. And then the flip side of looking for a job. And the other part of this is that what I would say, but we can't really do right now in this current situation, is networking, right? I do a lot of networking events where I try to go out and meet professionals that either potentially could hire me or refer me to partners, but you can't do that now in this current environment. But you do have, or you need to get, the tool for video conferencing, right? Let's go back to Zoom. I'm going to recommend Zoom. So think about Zoom. So maybe there's that person you met at a conference 2 or 3 weeks ago or a month ago, and you thought they'd be a good person to network with, but you just didn't have the time because you're really busy. But now you have the time. So I encourage you then, through Zoom, go out, do an invite. Hey, Bob. Hey, Mary. Hey, Sam. Hey, Susie. Hey, we met a few weeks back at a conference. Hey, I'd love to really network with you. Do you have some time for a short, you know, chat via Zoom? So we get to know each other a little bit better. And given this current environment, is there anything I can do to help you? And, you know, we can learn more about each other and see how we might find some synergistic areas that we could work on going forward in the future. So take the time to build a relationship. Just because you can't get face to face with somebody doesn't mean you can't connect. I belong to a group called Provisors, and we go to these giant networking meetings, and you can go to, I call my host meeting, and I go to guesting at other meetings, but now none of that exists. So an opportunity to meet hundreds of people in the last just 2 weeks alone is gone. So I've been going out and talking to folks and trying to network via Zoom so I can have conversations. Take the time to meet these people because maybe they've got a little extra downtime they hadn't planned on. So again, take advantage of these opportunities that we need to look at, right? This is a glass half empty, half full kind of thing. You need to think about it being half full. Do not get discouraged. Do not get sad. Stay positive. As soon as you feel down, as soon as it's woe is me, and you start to get a little depressed on this, right, you get sidetracked. You've got to know that this will all change. You have to feel positive. You have to wake up in the every morning, right? That Jerry Maguire movie, that guy, I forget his name, but I wake up every morning, I clap my hands because this is going to be a great day. That's what I want you to do every morning when you get up. Listen to this podcast, clap your hands, and think this is going to be a great day. Thank you for listening. I'm Angelo Ponzi, your host here at the Business Growth Cafe. I wish you all the best. I hope you listen again. Take care and goodbye.
Thank you for listening to today's discussion at the Business Growth Cafe with your host, Angelo Ponzi. Take a moment to subscribe to this podcast and visit our website at www.businessgrowthcafe.com. Read Angelo Ponzi's blogs at www.theponzigroup.com.